Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's get back to more Mercedes in the Morning.
I like to listen in the morning and while I'm driving to work.
On Mix 94.1.
You may have seen this commercial run in some of the previews. And it's, I thought it was super cute. I saw this last night for the first time. When we went and saw Top Gun, it was our special premiere. And that's one of the advantages of the premieres is there's nothing to sit through. It just, the movie starts. But I actually think I would have laughed if I would have seen this commercial in the movie theaters. Regal Cinemas has a new spot that runs with Pepsi. And a lot of people are conflicted about this one. The internet is fighting about it right now. It shows a lot of people inserting famous lines into their conversations as they enter the movie theater. So some people think it's kind of cringy. Others are like, oh, I like hearing all these movie references. Is there a movie line that you use in everyday conversation where you just kind of throw it in there? And sometimes people get it. Some people don't. You know, like I always tell my husband, he's killing me, Smalls. And most people know what
yes,
I'm talking about.
Like, you're Sandlot, killing right?
me, Smalls. Exactly. Mm-hmm. I insert that in quite a bit. I think I do that, you know, whenever there's something tiny. I'll go like, what is this? What blah, blah, blah for ants? And that's Zoolander. Some people don't get that one. And they're like, what is she talking about? So let's kind of go through this commercial and see, and you make a decision. You haven't heard this one,
I've
right?
not, no.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right, so you guys decide whether this commercial is cringy or cute. And, you know, if we want to kind of stop and discuss some of the lines, because there were some I did not know.
Were you getting most of them? So do you want to stop it and try to figure out the lines?
Most of them, yeah. Well, let's listen to like a good solid 10 seconds of it first, and then we can kind of go through it.
It's all happening.
This thing is nicer than my apartment.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
So I got that going for me. Which is nice.
Okay, that one I did not know. So I got that going for me, which is nice. What's that from?
I don't know. The only one I got was the serious. Was it Don't Call Me Shirley? What was the one? You can't be serious. Play it again.
And don't call me Shirley.
That's an airplane, right?
Yeah, that's an airplane reference. Oh, what was the other one? So I got that going for me, which is nice.
Got that going for me, which is nice.
Is that a Dumb and Dumber line? Sounds like a Dumb and Dumber line.
I don't know. I think I'm pretty good at these movie
What's the first lines. One? Play it again.
Let's hear.
All happening.
This thing is nicer than my apartment.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
So I got.
I heard the Eddie Murphy laugh in there.
It's All Happening. Is that from Almost Famous? I'm not sure on that one. Let me see. Some of these. Okay, someone just said the other one that we're talking about, is that from Caddyshack?
I'm Googling one of them because it's bothering me.
Okay.
What's the one? This thing is nicer than my apartment.
See, we don't even know
that?
Half of it.
I Googled that. Is that even showing up on Google? What movie is that from then?
I'm not sure. Michelle is on the phone, though. Maybe she can help us out. Hi, Michelle. What's up?
Hello. How are you? So that I got that going for me, which is nice, is Caddyshack.
That is Caddyshack.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I've not seen that in a long time. Can you do it the way Bill Murray does it?
I got that going for me, which is nice.
You sound fantastic, Michelle. You are our movie expert. Thank you for that. Want to just go through it and just hear them and
yeah,
see which ones
yeah.
stand out?
Okay.
Okay, let's is this cringy or is it cute? Here we go.
Got that going for me, which is nice.
Can't sit with us.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
I know it was you, Fredo. You broke my heart.
You sat on the throne of lies.
This is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Oh, you sit on a throne of lies. That's from Elf. That's from Elf. I recognize that one. And then You Can't Sit With Us. That's from Mean Girls.
Okay, there was a Godfather one in there.
Was that?
I heard a Godfather. I just wrote down the movies. I did hear a Dumb and Dumber clip in there.
You did?
Yes.
They say that some of the movies that are included in this, the whole spot, Dumb and Dumber, Elf, Caddyshack, Almost Famous, Beverly Hills Cop, Airplane, Anchorman, Tommy Boy, Mean Girls, Goonies, Clueless, The Hangover, and Casablanca. Those are some of them. It's a minute long commercial, but and we can post it on our website if you guys want to check it out, or on our social media. See if you can get all the lines. But I think it's cute. What do you think?
I do like it because I like playing the game and trying to figure out what movie it's from.
Yeah.
So I do enjoy it. So we heard about 20 seconds of it. There, how about the line? The line that I use a lot is the "What's in the box?" Come home, Amazon package, hold up to Laura. What's in the box?
Yeah, exactly. That's from Seven, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that's a...
But, hope it's not that thing in the box. But same thing, though. Someone didn't see the movie. They're like, I don't know. What's in the box? What's in the box?
Why do we do that? It just shows how influential some of these lines... What's interesting to me is the lines that do stick out. Some of them are not even punchlines. They just are lines that stand out to you, you know? Someone just said, nicer than my apartment is from Weekend at Bernie's. Thank you, because I don't know all of these. She doesn't even go here. That's from Mean Girls. I always say, let's cop a squat from Pretty Woman. Oh, I forgot about that one. Yeah.
The only one I remember from Pretty Woman is what's it, the pink one, the red one? Is it, you talking about a? We used to play the clip on the show.
The pink one, the red one. Give me more.
I have a plethora. There's a pink one, a blue one, a red one. I think she's talking about. I don't want to say it. Never mind. Sorry.
Oh, I know. I got blue. I got pink.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
No,
yes.
No, 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 no. Oh yeah. Yeah. She's talking about some prophylactic.
Yes. Practicing safe things in that movie,
exactly.
Julia Roberts is.
Pick your color. I got pink. I got blue.
Yes.
I got red. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
I know the one you're talking
Thank
about.
Thank you. That's good. I like it because you're trying to guess what it is. Without, is there a line from the new Top Gun Maverick that's sticking with everybody since you've seen it?
Gosh, I'm trying to remember. Nothing that stood out, but I know I laughed audibly a couple of times. Like they were. There were some pretty good one-liners in it that I was actually very, very, very amused by. I'll just leave it at that. You got to check it out.
This Sunday's the plan. You talking to me?
You talking to me? Or what's the one like, not you talking to me, the say hello to my little friend.
Yeah, that is Scarface.
See, I've never even seen that movie, but I still know that line.
In the scene too, Al Pacino is just, he's done so much cocaine. It's all coming to an end for him, and he's got his big machine gun. Say hello to my land. Da, 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 da. And he's just firing off rounds and rounds and rounds while getting shot, but he's not dying because he's so hopped up on cocaine.
See, I think I use that in the wrong context. Well, like, I bring my child somewhere, I'd be like, say hello to my little friend. That's what I used to do when my kids were toddlers. And people are like, okay.
Referencing a coked up Al Pacino who's firing a machine gun. Da, 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 da. Say hello to my little friend. Okay.
This is my 3-year-old. Say hello to my little friend.
We got the clip right here. Actually,
say hello to my little friend.
Well, that is the sound she would make when she would go into your house. She'd break everything. So, I mean, it kind of works a little bit.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.